Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. It's been a strange couple of weeks, so strange that I didn't feel I wasn't in the frame of mind, should I say, to actually produce a program last week. So I didn't. I took a break. I took a very valuable mental break. But this week I'm back, and I'm going to be looking at the topic of leading in a racially diverse environment. It's some tips, some my experiences, and I took some advice from my colleagues. So I hope you enjoy. Please feel free to rate, review, share, subscribe. That's how I get the word out to other listeners. And I would love to have your feedback. You can do so by joining the This Woman Can group, heading over to thiswomancan.coach, and look forward to hearing from you. The past few months have presented leaders with many new and challenging scenarios, from the COVID pandemic to the issue of racial equality. Now, focusing on that, my guess would be that your team have uncomfortable questions or questions you may not feel qualified to answer. But nonetheless, as a leader, they're looking to you for answers, guidance, assurity, and so on. So I'm calling on my own experiences and of my colleagues who are leading both white and black employees in the current climate. And I'm going to provide some pointers to approaching a very necessary conversation. As I said, I've been a minority black leader leading a team of white people in multiple roles, and I've been a minority black leader with a board of white leaders. So as a leader, black or white, how do you approach this very necessary conversation? So if you're white, let's start with that. First of all, is change your mindset from what do I need to stop doing to what do I need to start doing. This is not a diversity inclusion exercise. It's not something to tick off your to-do list. Don't avoid the conversation because you feel uncomfortable or ill-equipped to have it. Be informed, educate yourself about the experiences of others differently situated. And just because you haven't seen the evidence of racism doesn't mean it doesn't exist in your organisation. It's covert and ingrained. That's how it's managed to be so pervasive. And I'm sure within your own circles, you can identify persons to learn about their perspectives and experiences. Create the right environment to have that conversation. Don't pop into the break room unannounced with 20 questions solely for your black employees. Come to the conversation with curiosity. Asking questions is how you're going to learn. And before you ask, consider if your question has relevance. What is the context in which you're asking the question? What do you really want to know? Why do you want to know it? How will the information help you move the situation forward? Share the answer to these questions when you're framing questions. Transparency, openness and respect builds trust and rapport just like you would in any other leadership environment. Create the right environment and don't pop into the great break room unannounced with 20 questions solely for your black employees. Listen very closely. Don't try to explain why certain actions may have happened. This is not the time for you to feel like the victim. Again, don't single out your black employees and ask them if they think you're racist. Don't. Ask them what could the organisation do to make it more inclusive. And once you've done that, take action. Create a strategy and action plan for your organisation and commit to it. But don't expect to unravel years of systemic racism to suddenly disappear because you decreed it. This is going to be an ongoing battle. Now, as a black leader, you don't have to call a meeting to discuss racism, but you must be prepared to discuss it if your team wants to talk about it. And brace yourself for blank faces and the "but I'm not racist, I don't see colour, I've got black in my family, I can't be racist" comments. Don't feel the need to be the expert just because you're black. You are not Black Google, Racism Google. You can, however, share your own experiences and point persons to resources that can educate them. Conversely, don't get drawn into arguments. Remember, you can't change people's beliefs. They really have to do that for themselves. You can provide the information. Use your experience to try and better understand the barriers to access for other black employees. Be yourself. Embrace your culture, as that is who you are, and this shouldn't be denied. And if you need support, speak to HR to find out how committed they are to diversity and inclusion, and if unconscious bias training with the organisation exists or is going to exist in the future. Appreciate and accept the experience of others are as valid, since no two experiences will ever be the same. And knowing the signs of racism is something we can all relate to, but how do you call it out? Does it rely on your sole lone voice, which, let's face it, can be difficult? Can you seek support from HR or management, your leadership team? Know your options and then and the process. Don't misrepresent your situations, because not all issues will be a result of systemic racism. Check yourself. Are you doing the basics? Are you coming to work on time, attending meetings? Are you walking the walk as well as talking the talk? Are you making non-biased decisions? Get these things wrong and there'll be issues no matter what your colour. Lastly, choose how you respond to naive questions about your culture, heritage, and whilst ignorance is no excuse, the idea is to educate, not alienate. Diversity and inclusion isn't difficult when we listen, acknowledge, and celebrate what is both common and different. And I'll say this again, and I'll keep on saying it. The key to great leadership in this and the post-COVID era is being unafraid to explore what comes next. And if you're in need of support, help to help you explore what comes next, as I said, there's plenty of support in the This Woman Can online community. Just head over to thiswomancan.coach. It's free to join. Or if you want some more one-on-one support, you can message me at info@JaniceSutherland, and we can have a chat about how I can help you navigate this uncertain future as a leader. But the one thing you have to remember is that you are able to do it. You are capable. It's just flexing your skills in a different direction. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time. Hi, it's Janice. Thanks for being a supporter of the podcast. But have you joined the This Woman Can community online? It's where ambitious women can share experiences, strategies, and insights that equip and inspire them to build their career success, maximize their leadership, and make an impact in their world. And it's free. Join today. Visit www.thiswomancan.coach. Look forward to meeting you there.